Come on, let's go.
I think the first thing we have to do is for you, Liri, to introduce yourself and to say whatever you want about you.
Okay. Well, my name is Liridona Gimolli, but my nickname is Liri because everybody has always called me Liri. It's easier, it's cooler, I think. But my name is has a really important meaning, because it means desire for freedom. And it has also a cultural meaning, because it comes from Kosovo, a country where I was born. And there in the 1994, the year where I was born, people there in Kosovo were fighting for freedom against Serbian. And then Liri, that means freedom, it was really something really, really desired at that time. And then my sisters has given me this name, so it's kind of cool name to have, I guess. As I said, I was born in Kosovo. I lived there for 10 years, more or less. And then I moved with my mom and my little brother to Italy, where my dad was there before I was born. So we moved to the north part of Italy, Trento, the city, in the Trentino region. And I raised up there until the last year, when I decided to come to Germany. How can I describe myself? I'm pretty a hybrid person, I guess. I was born in a country, a very patriotical country, and then I moved up to another kind of different country, like Italy. So I think I'm a mixed up of different cultures, different ideologies, I guess, different also perspectives. And all of this made me today, how can I say, a particular person. I cannot say that I belong only to Kosovo. I cannot say that I belong only to Italy. And this makes me, I think, also proud to be who I am. Because you feel also really rich when you have so much cultural identities and so much experiences that you have experienced in this 26 years that I have. And now I'm living in Germany since a year, and everybody asked me, why are you in Germany? Why did you abandon Italy to come to Germany? And there are, of course, different reasons, but this is also part of my personality. I just, when I want to discover something new, and then I just take my luggage and I just say, I want to go. I need freedom, as my name means. So I just try to pursue this in my life and my everyday attitude stuff.
Could you tell us what brought you to Germany? Like how did you come here?
I was working in Italy in a company about social projects founded by European Union. And I have studied in my university social work, social management, and then I have also studied international cooperation. And there I learned a lot about macro thematics like migration, the causes that bring people to move from a country to another, to migrate to Europe, for example, from Africa and so on. And then I really got really passionate about it, because I wanted to feel it, you know, to feel white people. How is to abandon a country that is yours, that is your motherland, and to move to a completely different reality where you actually do not have anything? And one of the best options was to go outside, to go in abroad, and to see how is it, to experience it also on myself, because I need to touch it, I need to feel it, and it's the best way for me to understand, you know. And also because I was living there in Italy, but somehow my city was too small for me. It didn't allow me to feel free and to breathe that kind of international vibes that I really need always. And because when you have contact with different peoples, different cultures, then you really are rich and you really grow up. And then I decided to go abroad. I wanted first to go to Spain, but it didn't work. Then I decided to come to Germany. And actually was a good strategy, a good idea, because Germany is one of the countries in Europe where the migrants settled a lot. So it's like, it was what I wanted to experience. And that was a good thing that I decided to come here. And I came here with a solidarity corps financed by European Union. So a volunteering stuff. And I did it for 6 months in a preschool in Nürtingen, in the city of Nürtingen, is 30 kilometers in the south of Stuttgart. And then in the meantime, of course, came Corona and everything. And then I started to apply for jobs. And finally, I found my actual job. And now I'm working in this social enterprise in a project that is about social inclusion of migrant people, especially of migrant women and children and so on. So that was my journey since I started to be interested to go abroad. And now I'm here in Stuttgart since July 2020.
How did you feel when you found out that you are going to come to Germany to do a voluntary service? Like, when you found out you were accepted, how did it feel?
It was amazing. You know, but actually, one side you feel really like excited and really curious and really like, what's going to happen? You cannot, you are looking forward for it because you want to go and to experience something new. But at the same time, it was also an anxious feeling because you have no idea what will be expecting you, if you will be able to make it. Because, of course, I didn't speak a word in German. So I was like completely not German skills language. And that was a really high challenge. I love challenges. That's why I also decided to try it. But, you know, in a new country, to know a little bit the language of that country can be an advantage, not irrelevant advantage. But then I thought, I think it's sign of destiny if I have been chosen and I will try it. Happens what it happens. It cannot be that bad. We are still in Europe and it's cool to try new things. That's why I want it. And I told to my parents, I told to my friends and everybody has said to me, Lee, are you sure that you want to do this in Germany with a German language that is really difficult and so on? I was like, why not? When we don't try, we can know, you know? Everything can be possible if you are dedicated and you try and you're open-minded and friendly and so on. So I just, after 3-4 days, I guess, that the shock a little bit that I was settling it, how can I do it? Then I started to be really enthusiastic and to say, I cannot wait for it. I just want to go. I just want to try something new. And that was in 2 weeks after I got the answer, I left. So it was like really, really fast.
And now you're speaking German on a daily basis, isn't it?
Exactly.
Wow. Inspirational stories.
Yeah, I did my B2 Prüfung, my B2, how do I say in English?
It's also B2 or is advanced certificate in English or in German in this case.
Okay, then I did my advanced certificate test in German 2 weeks ago, and then I'm really curious to see if I made it. But of course, I have to speak German every day at my workplace because we speak only in German there. And my colleagues has helped me a lot, actually, because of course, you know, you need help. You know, you need help when you are learning a new language. And I am really lucky to have such tolerant and really patient colleagues that are really they do not judge. They just sometimes they laugh a lot as I am just like destroying the language somehow. But that's, I think, it's also part of the job. And I'm learning it day by day, more and more, but it's still a work in progress. But, you know, I can communicate with people now good, and it's really important for me. And let's see how it will be in the few next months.
Now I'm going to let Liliana ask you a question because I've asked so many.
My question was, how do you feel now when you are in Germany? How do you feel being in this environment, in this new culture, and meeting refugee women? Or how do you feel? Is it as you expected, or it's something totally different?
Well, it was a really crazy year, if I can say, because I wasn't expecting to come here and to experience a pandemic thing. You know, nobody of us has expected this. So, of course, it's kind of different how I expected it, but at the same time, I think it was the, if you allow me to say, the best situation where I found myself to really understand what does it mean to cannot, when you cannot travel, when you cannot see people. It was really a hard situation, a hard year when you think about the whole thing. But if I think about myself, how I felt, I think there were a lot of contradictory and conflictual emotions. At one side, you feel free, you feel like really independent, because I'm here, I'm living by myself now, I have my own apartment and so on, so I'm really, really independent now, as I always wanted to be. At the other side, the fact that you cannot travel, that I cannot go and visit my family whenever I want, that I cannot invite people at my house because it's not safe, it's not good, it's against the law, it's not helping the situation and so on. Of course, you do not feel well about it, but we all, I think, have to sacrifice our desires and our freedom and our whatever is it, in order to make the situation improve itself as soon as possible. To be in Germany, it's cool, because you see that it's different as to be in Italy. Of course, here the culture and people are different. I cannot absolutely compare them say that it's the same as in Italy. I also lived in Italy in the north, and of course the people there are really similar to the culture of Germany, because we are really on the border with Austria, and so it's not so different. But if I compare Germany with the rest of Italy, where people are really open and really friendly, say, if I can say it like that, and really like with this kind of smile over their face the whole time almost. Also during the pandemic, when they started to sing on the balcony, you know, only the Italians can do that, if I exaggerate. And I miss a little bit Italy. I miss a little bit my Italian friends, my Italian identity, and so on, my family. But I guess it's also part of life to try something new, to challenge yourself in situations that are not known, and to go out of your comfort zone. And to see what happens, because it's easy when you stay always in your comfort zone and you're always in your situations that you always know. But when you go out, you see how are you, how do you work, how do you function, and what kind of skills you have, and what kind of skills you can develop, and what kind of creativity you have to make new friends and to put yourself in different situations. So I discovered a lot about myself during this year. It kind of, you know, one side was a lockdown the whole time, more or less at home. But on the other side, I have done also a lot since I'm in Germany. So it's really, I'm really proud of myself in that kind of, if I can say it about myself, because I really have been really creative, you know, even with Abstand, how the Germans say, with distance. But you can really be in contact with people. You can know, you can make new friends, you can make new projects, and it works, you know. Even in safety, you can do a lot of stuff, because I cannot accept when people say, yeah, with lockdown, I have nothing to do. I do not agree with that. We can do a lot of things, and we can help people when we want to do it as volunteering or so on. We can help a lot, even with a call, with a video chat. You know, you can do a lot of things. And that's why it inspires me and what motivates me to be positive and to be negative, to be positive, to be like with this kind of optimism, because we need it. In this situation, we really need it. So I discovered to be really, really adaptable, really flexible, and really, I think, really positive person, even in the most challenging situations. like the one we are living now.
You told us you've been creative lately. Can you tell us what you mean by that? Like, what did you do to be creative?
Well, one side, I love doing music, playing music. So I like to put music everywhere. And during this crazy time, I published sometimes my videos of just playing, you know, just funny video music where I just make fun of the situations, of the ordinary situations. And that was not only just to be the to make my ego like bigger. It just was like, just let make people a little bit smile, because we need that. We really need that. We don't need somebody that complains the whole time. We need to laugh. We need to smile, because it's the only way in this moment to keep the motivation up. And then on the other side, I started to think, what can I do when I have so much time and now we cannot do so much, you know? Especially during winter when it's really cold, and you know more than me, and you have to stay at home and it's already dark and so on at 5 p.m. And then I started to think, okay, I can do some volunteering activities. And I applied for this project. It's called Plauder Telephone, and it's about chatting and calling an old man or an old woman that is really alone at home. And you just have to call with each other once per week, one time per week, and just quatsch, they say in Germany, just gossip, just talking, just really easygoing talking, just to take each other company. And as I really like grandmas and grandpas, because I'm just always in love with old people, because they are so rich and they are so cool, then I applied to this project, and then I have been taken. And then since February, I'm doing it with an Italian grandma that is living in Germany. Yeah, that is living in Germany since, I don't know, for 40 years or so on. So she's like more German than Italian. But we talk in Italian. And now we are like grandma and niece. And it's a really special relationship. She told me that she lost, unfortunately, her husband two months ago. So I guess it was the perfect moment when I came, as I came in her life, you know, because I think I try at least to bring this kind of life, you know, this kind of positivity vibes and so on to people, to their life. And probably it was the best, the perfect moment to do it, to meet for both of us. And it's really funny, because she always say to me, thank you for dedicating your time to me. That means 1 hour per week, more or less. That is nothing. For me, it's nothing, because 1 hour per week, we most of the time, we can spend it with the smartphones and so on. So it's really nothing. But for her, it's really like the whole thing, you know. It's so important that it makes me feel really like I'm doing something really good. And this is another thing that I'm doing, and it makes me really happy to know that I'm making happy at the same time another person. And it's just amazing. I always have so much respect for people, and that's why I think I am also creative, because it will be easier just to stay at home and to complain. It's really hard, and it's really, the Germans are not friendly and so on, but actually it's not true. You have also to be open-minded, you have also to be creative, you have also to be courageous and to go out and to try new things, because you have to show people that you are here. Otherwise, it's difficult. So,
but what can you say it was not a struggle, but something that you've struggled here when you came? And how you managed to go through bad periods?
Well, I was living in the city Nürtingen, and that is a really small city, really small. So there are really not so many people living there. And as I came in December, and then it was immediately a holiday, Christmas holiday after 2 weeks. And then I came back, and as soon as I started to move my steps in the city to start to understand how it works and where are the young people and so on. But it was really difficult, probably because I was also not ready to understand it. You know, I was trying immediately to get in contact with people, to start new friendships and so on. But I learned to be, I had to learn to be patient, because of course, here is another country, here is another culture, and people are different. So it's not the same. So I think this was a little bit difficult for me to accept, that I have to be patient. I have to be patient to wait until people trust you, until they get that kind of confidence to start to call you as a friend or so on. So that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable, because, you know, you start to ask yourself what's wrong. And but after that, I guess I managed it really not with so many problems. But, you know, the struggle was really not so cool to live, to experience. I'm a person who always make friendships everywhere. So it's like really unusual for me to say, oh my God, why is it so difficult to make friendship here? And but of course, I was also known to me that some countries in Europe are like more difficult in that kind of field. And one of them, I guess, is Germany, because it has been told to me that sometimes it's like that, you know, you have just to be patient. At some point, when Germans start to be comfortable with you, you have won a last long friendship. But, you know, we are Italian and Kosovarian, and Kosovarian and Italian together is like an explosive, impatient personality. But that was one thing. And the other thing, I guess, it was really the Corona time.
Yeah. Could you say, because we both know that you, like you also said before, that you play a guitar. Could you say that the music also gave you some kind of freedom in these hard times?
Absolutely. I guess music is my, how can I say, I don't know if it makes sense, but music is my soulmate, you know?
Yeah.
When you... It's difficult to explain it always, and I always say that, for example, Chris Brown is my favorite singer, even if there are a lot of other musicians that are really good. But you have just sometimes that kind of thing, that kind of person, that kind of situation that just makes you feel safe and at home. And music is my home, you know, it's really my soul home. And in this situation, this time, music and my guitar that were always with me has been really like my safety, my shoulder, because when I sing, I just bring out my emotions that I usually try to manage and to not to bring all the time up. And music allows me that in a really safer way, an easygoing way, I would say. Because sometimes I play some songs or I compose some songs that are really like crazy songs that are meaningless. They have not such a huge meaning or a deep meaning, but are just fun. And that is also a good way for the soul to just to you know, to express what is feeling. And I guess everybody has discovered in this time, during this Corona pandemic thing, they own creativity, they own relief. And mine was always and will be always, I guess, music. In people, I guess. That's why it was difficult for me, the pandemic, because I didn't see any more people. But music is, it's, you get inspired. For example, for me, I get inspired when I talk to people, when I listen to their stories, and then I was like, wow. For example, a person has experienced a lot, but is still here and is still smiling and is still fighting. And it's like, it's a huge inspiration for me. Or another one is really a cool person that is always like making fun of life. That is also an inspiration. Or ordinary situations, or a movie that you see, or I don't know, problems in family that are make no sense, but they are just, you know, the typical family issues that they are just funny. Or a friend's crush history or so on. Everything, I guess, everything can be inspirational. If you have the right perspective to look at it. I also composed lately a song about pancakes that I published. You know, who can compose a song about pancakes? Who will think about it? I have no idea, but I did it because my cousin was just doing it, and then I heard the sounds that she was making, and you know, that was just inspirational. And then I started to play my guitar, and it came like a funny song. So everything, I guess, is really cool or maybe I'm a really sensible person that, you know, that get inspired by everything. Because the world is just, you know, it's just full of things, full of stimulus. You just have to catch them. And when you play an instrument, you just have to let it catch you, and then it will go.
That is so true. Like, there is nothing more. It's such a masterpiece, the world. Just, you need really to sense it and to...
Exactly.
It's around you. You just have to let it in. And to...
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Where can we find your songs? The one you said you published them. Where do you publish them?
Well, I have an Instagram account. I publish them there, or in Facebook page. No, Facebook account still, because I do not have a page. I have opened a YouTube channel, but I used it for 3-4 videos, and then I just stopped. Because I'm, you know, the good and the bad part of my music is that I am a really improviser, you know. I do not define myself a songwriter as the usual definition etiquette, because I'm not there to write a song and then to think about it, how to write it, and then to compose it. I just pick my guitar. I have no idea what I'm doing. And then I start to sing, and then sometimes comes up something good, something that you can really listen to. So I just publish them wherever it's easier and doesn't take me too much time, because time is precious and I don't want to spend it too much in superficial stuff. And then Facebook and Instagram are, I think, the easiest ways to do it. So you find it on my personal account on Facebook and my personal account in Instagram.
Would you like for us to share it with our audience?
Yeah, of course. But I do not guarantee any kind of masterpieces stuff. Just about pancakes and so on. If you like them, then it's the best thing.
You know that they say if you play music to the plants, they will grow more faster and they will be more healthy. I'm wondering if this is also available for when you're cooking. Like, if you're cooking and you play music to the food, it will be tastier.
I guess, yes. I believe in that. Because if you're in the mood to play music or to listen to music, music has a really, really strong impact on your system, on your mental system, nervous system, and so on. There is the music therapy field that people use to deal with any kind of mental health issues. So of course, music has a really good impact on our health, on our life, and of course also on our appetite, because your brain will release some how can I say, endorphin or so on. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now, but it will be, everything will be so good for your system that you will get hungry, and then of course you will enjoy what you're eating, because already music has prepared you for that. When you listen to depressive music or really sad music, then maybe it will not work that good. But if you listen to music about pancakes, I guess you will have really a huge desire to eat pancakes after that, you know? I'm just saying. Or maybe you have to try it. I'll let you to try it.
We have how do you say it? Like, not offer, the opposite. We have a question for you. We have a bite for you. So we want to ask you something. Would you like to play something for us now? Do you have your guitar in handy?
I have it here, but I have no songs right now. I have to improvise.
Doesn't matter. Just
no, please. Well, if you want, I can play a song, a real song of
anything you want.
Anything, okay, wow.
Just play with it, or you could just sing us a song, but it would be really nice because we talked about it, so I guess we could, this would be the best way to end it.
But I have to take, can I take off my headphones?
Because yeah. Not be,
okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait a little bit, please. I have to record it. This was not... Give me love like him. 'Cause baby, I've been waking up alone. The pain's that stays on my shirt. And maybe I should let them go. Maybe I find my corner. Maybe tonight I will call you after my blood is turning to alcohol. And I just wanna hold you. Give a little time to me. We burn this out, we play hide and seek. We turn so wrong. All I want is a taste of this so loud. Turns around all our